The Coast Guard's Southeastern District operates out of Miami, but some of its ships hunt for smugglers in the Eastern Pacific. Such was the case for the cutter James that rolled into Port Everglades with $180 million of intercepted cocaine. Ship Captain Mark Fedor says the drugs were seized on six different occasions, but all in typical form. Smugglers running small, multiple-engine speedboats called go-fasts and always running at night.
And they leave Colombia and they run hundreds of miles, sometimes thousands of miles, to get to their destination either in Central America or Mexico.
Where, Fedor says, the drugs would have been offloaded and run north across the U.S. border.
Each of those bales is really the embodiment of violence, corruption, and instability in a region, Central America, that just can't absorb it. So when we see those problems arise on our southwest border, cocaine is the genesis of those problems.
The cocaine was handed over to the DEA to be destroyed. I'm Peter Hayden in Port Everglades.